So who is the experiencer?
You are.
And who are you?
Consciousness.
And what is consciousness?
This question cannot be answered.
The moment you answer it,
you have falsified it,
made it into another object.
Consciousness, the traditional word for which is spirit, cannot be known in the normal sense of the word, and seeking it is futile.
All knowing is within the realm of duality,
subject and object,
the knower and the known.
The subject, the I, the knower without which nothing could be known, perceived, thought, or felt, must remain forever unknowable.
This is because the I has no form.
Only forms can be known.
And yet without the formless dimension, the world of form could not be.
It is the luminous space in which the world arises and subsides.
That space is the life that I am.
It is timeless.
I am timeless, eternal.
What happens in that space is relative and temporary.
Pleasure and pain, gain and loss, birth and death.
The greatest impediment to the discovery of inner space,
the greatest impediment to finding the experiencer,
is to become so enthralled by the experience that you lose yourself in it.
It means consciousness is lost in its own dream.
You get taken in by every thought, every emotion, and every experience to such a degree that you are in fact in a dreamlike state.
This has been the normal state of humanity for thousands of years.
Although you cannot know consciousness, you can become conscious of it as yourself.
You can sense it directly in any situation, no matter where you are.
You can sense it here and now,
as your very presence,
the inner space in which the words on this page are perceived and become thoughts.
It is the underlying I am.
The words you are reading and thinking are the foreground,
and the I am is the substratum,
the underlying background to every experience, thought, feeling.
The breath.
Discover inner space by creating gaps in the stream of thinking.
Without those gaps, your thinking becomes repetitive, uninspired, devoid of any creative spark,
which is how it still is for most people on the planet.
You don't need to be concerned with the duration of those gaps.
A few seconds is good enough.
Gradually, they will lengthen by themselves without any effort on your part.
More important than their length is to bring them in frequently so that your daily activities and your stream of thinking become interspersed with space.
Someone recently showed me the annual prospectus of a large spiritual organization.
When I looked through it, I was impressed by the wide choice of interesting seminars and workshops.
It reminded me of a smorgasbord, one of those Scandinavian buffets where you can take your pick from a huge variety of enticing dishes.
The person asked me whether I could recommend one or two courses.
"I don't know," I said. "They all look so interesting."
"But I do know this," I added.
"Be aware of your breathing as often as you're able, whenever you remember.
Do that for 1 year,
and it will be more powerfully transformative than attending all of these courses.
And it's free."
Being aware of your breathing takes attention away from thinking and creates space.
It is one way of generating consciousness.
Although the fullness of consciousness is already there as the unmanifested,
we are here to bring consciousness into this dimension.
Be aware of your breathing.
Notice the sensation of the breath.
Feel the air moving in and out of your body.
Notice how the chest and abdomen expand and contract slightly with the in and out breath. One conscious breath is enough to make some space where before there was the uninterrupted succession of one thought after another. One conscious breath, two or three would be even better, taken many times a day, is an excellent way of bringing space into your life. Even if you meditated on your breathing for 2 hours or more, which some people do, one breath is all you ever need to be aware of, indeed, ever can be aware of. The rest is memory or anticipation, which is to say, thought. Breathing isn't really something that you do, but something that you witness as it happens. Breathing happens by itself. The intelligence within the body is doing it. All you have to do is watch it happening. There's no strain or effort involved. Also, notice the brief cessation of the breath, particularly the still point at the end of the out-breath, before you start breathing in again. Many people's breath is unnaturally shallow. The more you're aware of the breath, the more its natural depth will re-establish itself. Because breath has no form as such, it has since ancient times been equated with spirit, the formless one life. God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature.